I'm with Peter Baylis at Taste Italian, Ramsden Heath, having enjoyed a fantastic evening of participatory eating. I think we can say that.
Absolutely.
You almost run a little class,
yes,
but shown us how it's done. Now, you won MasterChef. Have you always been interested in cooking? Where's your interest?
Absolutely. I've been cooking with a real passion since I was a child.
Right.
But it took me the best part of 60 years to discover that that's actually what I wanted to do for a living.
60 years?
Yes.
That wasn't very long. So what took... Why did you do MasterChef particularly?
I'd reached a stage in my life in advertising where I really felt I didn't have anywhere else to go. I'd done it, been there, seen it, you know, lived it, breathed it. And I had one of those wonderful epiphany moments on the train going to London. And it was actually my wife who said, well, you must stop doing it.
Mm.
Yep. And I said, well, I haven't anything else to do to earn a living. And she said, yes, you cook. Everyone loves your food. To which my response was, well, if I wanted to do that, I should have done it at 16, not at 60.
Yeah.
And she said, no, you must get known. You must get on one of these television programs. To which, of course, I replied, don't be so ridiculous. And it was she, bless her, who downloaded the application form and dragged me by the ear to the computer to file my application online. And the rest really is history. You know, 5,500 people applied for the programme and I ended up winning it. And then I realised there was actually something else I could do for a living, and I've been doing it ever since.
And you cook here. You knew Leo from a long time ago as well.
Leo and I go back a very, very long way.
Right.
Because in the advertising world, I was the creative. I was the ideas man. And Leo had a very big printing and repro company. And one of my biggest clients was American Express.
Right.
And I was looking for someone who could do the best quality repro on traveller's checks and cards and stuff.
Yeah.
And someone recommended him to me, and I drove down to his place at Southend Airport, met him, and we're talking about, my goodness me, 35 years ago, maybe more.
Yeah.
I couldn't begin to guess, now. And that's when I met him. And we did a lot of work together in those days. And then after I won the MasterChef scene, Leo contacted me and he said, because business changes and you lose contact with people. And he said, I can't believe it. He said, I've left printing and I've now got a cookery school. You've left graphic design and advertising, and now you're a brilliant cook.
Yeah.
You've got to come and see us. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. And I've been teaching here ever since, which is, 6-7 years?
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Because I met a number of people tonight who've been to your class.
Yes, yes.
And speak so highly of them.
Oh, thank you.
And the little bits we saw this evening with the petit vieux pie, pie, and just watching people leap in to be involved, you know.
Well, that's very rewarding. You know,
I think so.
To me, that's the bit I really love.
Yeah.
Obviously, one has to earn a living, and therefore, money is important.
Yeah.
But the feedback of people who really enjoyed it. Yeah. I remember one day here at this particular school, at Leo's school, and there was, this is probably going back 2 or 3 years now, and there was a lady in her 80s who had brought along a little boy.
Right.
Who was probably 10 or 11 years old, I suppose. And it transpired that he was her great-grandson.
Her great-grandson.
Yes. Right. And she was Italian.
Right.
But she'd lived here all her life.
Yeah.
And, of course, her great-grandson was more English than the English because 3 generations of living here. And they had a day here, and there were times during the day when we had to get her a chair because she got a bit tired. But when we were making the pasta by hand, those wonderful, wonderful hands, they did it.
You could just see.
With a style that you just knew, you knew that's the love that Italians put into their food.
Yes.
And it was just wonderful. And she said to me at the end of the day, she said, I've had the most wonderful day today because it's taken me.